Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Listen up, it's Nick and Sam, taking you to jungle lands. Bengals pride, it fills the air. Every week, we're always there. Touchdowns, tackles, all the plays. Bengals roaring every way. Stories, news, and game recaps. Jungle juice, we bridge those gaps. Welcome to the Jungle Juice. Nick and Sam, let's break it loose. Cincinnati, hear our call. Bengals fans, unite us all.
Welcome in to this week's edition of the Jungle Juice podcast. I'm Sam Gormley. He's Mick Nelson. Mick, happy Wednesday in May. My goodness, there's a lot of news.
There is.
It's kind of weird.
Get real dead here in a couple weeks, though. So actually, probably after this week.
Yeah, it's going to be it. But we're less than 15 minutes away from the official 2025 Bengals schedule coming out. Throughout the day, there have been leaks. Now, how much do you believe the leaks? I believe them to an extent, but I know last year, I remember one of the main leaks that everybody follows had like the Bengals with a bye like week five. And mm-hmm. I remember we were like, oh crap, like that's awful. That's not when you want a bye week. And then it ended up being like the exact opposite. What was it, week 12, 11, something last week or 13?
Yeah, it was a late one. Week 10 or 11, yes.
Yeah, it was a later one, which is, it came at one of the more perfect times. So because of that, I kind of take it all with a grain of salt. But we'll know in about, you know, 10 or 15 minutes as to what exactly will be happening with the Bengals. And what we'll do is we're just going to watch the video together. They've been teasing it. I don't know if you've seen what their teases have been.
No, I have not. I'm going into this completely blind.
Okay. So the tease, what they've dropped, and if I was good at my job, Mick, I would have pulled a picture. But clearly, I mean, listen, people aren't coming to us for good content, right? I've just seen them post like a director's chair. That's all they've posted.
Oh,
so I don't know if we're having like a movie theme, which would be right up your alley.
Yeah, sounds like it.
And that would make sense because last year they came from my heart with mascot football. So they got to do something that appeases you. I guess the only thing that would maybe be better is if they did like a Breaking Bad themed one like that.
Oh, a Breaking Bad themed schedule release would be amazing.
There we go. Maybe we could try and figure that out next year. That would be awesome. Now I'm just trying to figure out how.
If anybody from the front office or the social media team or whatever is listening to this, please do a Breaking Bad themed schedule release next year.
We'll do
like
it.
That'll be untouchable.
Because there's no question that they're actually listening to us right now. Because, I mean, what else are they doing on a Wednesday afternoon? But I think before the schedule comes out, first off, we thank you for joining us today. And again, please join with us as we're gonna learn the schedule as you are. The one thing we do know that is almost locked in for certain is that the Bengals are going to be having their opener against the Browns on the road. We'll come back to that, though, in once we know for certain and have kind of our reaction to that. But Houday, Christopher, thanks for watching us. But I mean, I think the big news that we have to talk at least a little bit about, and then I think on next week's show, we dive deeper into it, and that's the Trey Hendrickson saga.
Yeah.
And I think a saga is probably the word that we need to describe this. Long story short, you know, he comes out Monday, says, we haven't talked. And then on Tuesday, he fires more shots live to the Bengals local media. And then says, you know, Zach Taylor said, we're going to fine you if you don't show up. What's been kind of your reaction over these last 72 hours to all of this Trey Hendrickson stuff? Because for me, it's really nothing new.
Now, the only real reaction I have to this is, my God, this is very messy. This has gotten really sloppy between both parties. And it's essentially, I feel like it's kind of been like a cold war between the Bengals front office and the Trey Hendrickson, both using the media as their weapons in this situation here. You obviously have Trey Hendrickson going out on Pat McAfee within the past couple of weeks. You have him going to the local media news team right next to where a practice is going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jim, it's funny because the video, like, at the same time, you know, you have the video of, like, Ja'Marr Chase lifting Joe Burrow into the air. Like, on one end of the practice field, you have that happening, you know, the celebration of, oh, Burrow and Chase love one another. And then you have Trey Hendrickson being like, yo, what's up? But what's interesting about that, too, is that apparently Joe Burrow was supposed to talk yesterday or Monday. He was supposed to talk this week, but they have pushed that back now a couple of weeks, which is interesting because you would imagine Joe Burrow would take the side of Trey Hendrickson, as he should. He's a captain. He's going to go with the players. And I'm sure that the front office is saying that's not what we need right now. We've got enough shit hitting the fan kind of thing.
Yeah. It's very interesting there, and I can't, you know, we really don't know how Joe is really feeling about this situation or whatnot. But yeah, this whole situation's just, it's extremely messy. You know, you've got Trey Hendrickson being very upset over the lack of communication between his camp and the Bengals front office. He's upset because he feels like promises were made and were not kept by the front office. Meanwhile, the Bengals front office has been kind of hush hush about this. Katie Blackburn came out, what, maybe a month ago, a little bit before the draft.
Yeah, probably month and a half, you know, month and a half, something like that. And, you know, she says he should be happy with what he's making right now. Pretty much.
Money does not always equal happiness,
Which is ironic coming from billionaires.
Yeah, that's a pretty poor argument to make, and that's not one that really soothes over your best defensive player's concerns, I guess. So, yeah, I mean, this is really messy. The only thing I just want to kind of touch on here is that although Trey Hendrickson has a right to be pissed if this ends up being the case, that the Bengals did promise him a long-term extension by this point, it's that he doesn't really hold any of the cards here. I mean, yeah, he could sit out and not play and not get paid, but really that's just hurting his chance at getting the extension that he wants.
I mean, it's not the same, but you think back to the most notable one of that is Le'Veon Bell.
I was going to say, of sitting out, yes.
Yeah, and talk about somebody who fell off the face of the earth after that. Now, running back is a very different position than defensive end, because running backs typically do fall off the face of the earth at some point. But that's kind of the risk that he would have to take of doing that. And I mean, this is one of these scenarios where I really see both sides.
Yeah.
Because I see the Bengals, that Father Time comes for us all. Trey Hendrickson is an elite pass rusher. He is, and we've talked about this a lot on this show, he is a above average run defender.
He's not even above average. He's not a good run defender.
Yeah, he's not. And in the AFC North, that's what you need to be. So apparently T. Brookie says that the truth is, had a long interview with a quarterback documentary. He asked if he could move the media press conference to Wednesday, but the press was only there on Tuesday, so they pushed it to 5:20. Now that could be the truth. Well,
thank you,
that
T.
could be
Brookie.
The truth.
We appreciate the clarification here.
Yeah, we never said that we're going to be accurate in everything we said. But God,
I just show up once a week. I don't even look at Bengals games.
I just don't know. And what we're going to do is, I think on next week's show, we're going to spend a lot more time diving into this and kind of looking at both sides and seeing what it is. Because, I think if this is solidified in the next week, I feel like we could eat a shoe. I just think there's no chance.
No, it's probably not going to get solved until, I think, late into training camp. I mean, you talk about the Le'Veon Bell situation, and just another tidbit on Le'Veon Bell. Not only did Le'Veon Bell fall off the face of the earth, Le'Veon Bell ended up taking less money with the Jets than what the Steelers offered him before he rejected that, and then they ended up tagging him for a second time. But the most similar circumstance I could think of to the Trey Hendrickson situation has to be the Chris Jones situation with the Chiefs a couple of years ago. I mean, hell, Chris Jones even held out through week one of last year, 2 years, I think 2 years ago. I think he held out of that Lions game that they lost in week one of 23.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they're like, crap, he might be important.
Yeah, that or Chris Jones is like, oh, crap. You know, I probably should sign. I think they threw a little bit of extra money onto his current deal. Can't remember if they extended him or not at that point in time. But if there's one way I think this is going to play out, the Bengals negotiated a pay cut with Geno Stone. Jermaine Pratt's going to be out the door any day now. That's going to free up some cash. It's going to free up some cap space.
A lot of money, but there's more money there.
That was a renegotiation. So I think they're going to use all of these renegotiations with all these other players or cuts. And they're going to say, hey, Trey, here's an extra 10, 15, probably right around $10 to $15 million, on top of the $16 million you're making this year. Please take this, and we will wish you the best of luck in March, and thank you for all you've done for the team. I mean, I think that is probably the most realistic way this thing plays out. I do not think a long-term extension's on the table, even though Trey's camp think that there might be one. I really just don't see the front office doing it.
And I mean, the front office is seeing now. Trey Hendrickson is better than what Carlos Dunlap was, you know, that without question. You know, he's been a better edge rusher than Carlos Dunlap. But you could maybe make an argument that Trey Hendrickson, Geno Atkins, you know, would be different positions, I know, but at least on a similar, as far as being one of the best players at their respective position at a similar age. I guess Trey is even older than Geno was when he got that deal. And the Bengals got kind of burnt on both of those contracts, getting that plus 30 deal. I think they learned their lesson from that. Now, we've seen plenty of examples of these edge rushers over 30 where they continue to play well. But like, you know, T. Brookie says here, he fell off a cliff after he got
both
paid.
Of them. And that is, both yeah. of them did.
And Carlos Dunlap went a little cuckoo after this. But, you know, like Riley says here, the only person that Trey Hendrickson has to blame right now is his agent, because why the hell he signed that contract, the one-year extension, was the biggest mistake of his career.
Yeah, it's either his agent or himself, because, I mean, he seems to be he even said it. He's taking this very personally. And that's another point. Why would you trust any promises that an NFL office, front office, especially the Bengals front office, makes to you? I wouldn't trust any of these NFL front offices, especially not the Cincinnati Bengals.
They're in it to win. They're in it to save money and win.
Yeah.
It's a business.
It is, and that is their livelihood. It really is
for the Bengals.
That's what I'm saying. It is the Bengals front office's livelihood. They don't have money to just piss away. When they have a good value contract, they are going to exploit that contract as long as they can.
It is going to get messier. I'm afraid. Now, the one thing that the Bengals front office is good at, you know, we can take it, is that they aren't going to get in a pissing match. And what I mean by that is, it's not like they're going to start firing back. They're just going to stay quiet, and they're just going to take all of the shots. Because you saw that throughout the Chase thing. They didn't really say anything. You saw that Burrow was a little bit different, but it is.
There was really no contract drama with Burrow.
No,
it really wasn't
nothing. No,
there wasn't.
And part of that is that's Joe Burrow. Is Joe Burrow's not a drama guy? And I don't. I mean, Trey Hendrickson. You know, I.
Well, they also worked out Joe Burrow in a good time frame to get the contract done. It's not like that's been the big problem with the Bengals front office in some of these latest contract negotiations is, you know, the most common complaint I've heard from the fan base is, oh, the Bengals are waiting too long, and now they've got to pay the player way more money than what they really should have paid him if they negotiated this contract a few months earlier.
100%. Now, I think we got to take a step here and do a timeout because it is right now, we're about 15 seconds away from finding out the 2025 Cincinnati Bengals schedule. I'm going to have the old Twitter over here just completely refreshing. And as soon as that video gets posted, we're going to throw it up here and we're going to watch it. And then we're going to react to what we know. We know that the Browns is more than likely the game to open up the season. But hey, that's a leak. That's not official. Until 7 o'clock right now. So or 7 o'clock central, at least 8 o'clock Eastern. So the schedule is going to be released here any moment now. And I always love this. I don't know why I enjoy it as much as I do, but it's fun. It's fun.
I do. I mean, it's so where did you have the Packers game? Because that's the game we're looking at. Do you have that on the week of October 15th?
I had that week number 6, October 12th.
Yeah, that's not. I hope that's not the case because that is not going to work.
Here we go. We've got it here, Mick. So I got to pull it up. Okay. The Bengals schedule has officially been released. And let's watch this. Let's hope this works.
Action. Here's the Bengals 2025 schedule.
Burrow in it.
Cut.
Let's get to work.
Got it. Okay. Let's tear it down.
You're just going to drop it. Just get the table, man.
At the Browns. Oh, wow. They're going through it real quick. Broke boy. Packers week 12. Okay. I nailed it there. October 12th. Okay.
Oh, well, I won't be going to that.
Thanksgiving. Another Thursday night game in Baltimore, Mick.
Another one.
Can we go back and actually pause it? Here, they're going to actually have a video, I'm going to assume. So let's actually watch the video. Okay, here we go. Let's see what they're actually going to do here. That actually had the Bengals. That's okay. On Thursday, Thanksgiving night. Okay, keep going. Here.
Somebody left the schedule out.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. We playing. Yeah, that Browns game is going to go crazy.
Man, but we don't even know who they about to be starting.
Oh no. Who said that? Was that BJ who said that?
Is it Chris Jenkins? I don't know who that is. Okay. Okay. Is that all we're getting? There's still more coming in this video, apparently. What are we doing here?
I don't know.
This is not living up to the hype right now.
This is not great.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in the video here. It was much better last year with some mascot football. It did have Jake Browning as understudy, apparently.
Oh, what the hell?
I don't know what's happening right now. This is interesting. Oh, now somebody's playing basketball. Is that Mike Gesicki?
That looks like Gesicki. Well, Gesicki can dunk.
There's Yoshi.
Who would have thought that a 6'7 tight end could dunk a basketball?
Oh, and now look at him gritty there. Oh. Okay.
Okay, we knew he couldn't gritty.
Dude, don't drink that. Seriously, that is the worst color Gatorade you could have chosen. Yellow is the worst.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I disagree with that, Andre.
Yeah.
No, that is actually a fact. That is actually a fact. That yellow is the worst Gatorade.
Orange.
No, yellow is great.
You would like yellow Gatorade. Okay, this video, I'm going to be honest with you.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Terrible.
This is not...
God!
I'm not understanding. Is this like a joke video? I'm a little
supposed to be like an artsy kind of thing.
I don't even know.
I don't know if I'm gonna. Oh man, they need to put us in charge of the social media team. What the hell is this?
Usually they're good, but I'm a little disappointed. This has got to close strong.
Hey, Riley agrees with me on the yellow Gatorade.
Which again, that shouldn't make you feel good.
Chase Brown.
Y'all hear that?
No, that's DJ Turner, isn't it?
I can't. I don't know.
I got it.
Oh, Ted Karras has a sword. Ted Karras has his sword. Yeah, directed by Wes Anderson.
It really do feel like that, honestly. Maybe that is what they're going for. There is a new Wes Anderson movie coming out.
You guys need a quarterback for this?
No, they filmed it with Joe already.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. Oh, poor Jake Browning.
How much longer have we gotten this?
That's it. Wow. That,
Yo, did Julie steal all?
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, well, that sucked. Terrible
okay,
video.
Mick, I'm going to be honest.
Can we go back?
Here, actually, I think we'll get the actual. There's probably an actual scheduled video that I can actually pull here. Okay, here it is. Let's just see here. I'm going to pull it up on the old Twitter here, and we'll just. Well, here I'm going to actually let me save it really quick. Okay, so the Bengals schedule for one. Indianapolis is the home preseason game again.
Okay.
That's interesting. The other ones is we're going to Philly for a preseason game. And then I think Washington was the other one for a preseason game. I'm pulling it up here. Okay. Let's do it. We're trying to edit on the fly or whatever. And that's usually not the way. Okay. There it is. Bang. I know it's small. Oh, so it's at Philadelphia, at Washington. Monday Night Football is the Commanders game. So here's the Bengals schedule. Week one at Cleveland. Week two, Jacksonville at home. The Jaguars is the home opener. Week three, at Minnesota. Week four, at Denver on Monday Night Football. Week five, Detroit at home, 425. Week six, 425 at Green Bay. Week seven, Thursday Night Football against the city near West Virginia. New York Jets on October 26th at home in week eight. A three-game homestand continues with the Bears on November the 2nd. Bye week 10. That's good. That's good. A week 10 bye week, that's a good place to have it. Then after the bye, at Pittsburgh, New England at home, at Baltimore, Thursday night on Thanksgiving.
Oh, hey, we got Thanksgiving Thursday night?
Oh, and then at Buffalo, and then home against Baltimore. My goodness, that's a three-game stretch. Playing Baltimore twice in 3 weeks? Wow. But, okay, I'm going to. I'm going to have to rant on this later. At Miami on Sunday Night Football, Arizona again a Saturday Sunday, and closing the season at home against Cleveland, which I do believe, I think I had that one, did I not?
I think you did.
I did, okay. So there you go. There is the Cincinnati Bengals 2025 schedule. Now I got to fill it in here to see. So week 6 was at the Packers, right? Okay.
Yes.
We got that. Okay. Week 9 was Bears. Okay. Bye week, week 10. Week 11 is at City near West Virginia. Week 13 at the... Oh, I got... I actually had a little run here. I actually did pretty good back here. 15 is Ravens at 1 o'clock. Dolphins. So what is that? Week 17 is Cardinals. And then week 18 Browns. Is Browns. Okay. So now we have here our actual schedule. So how many points did I get? So I don't know. I'm going to have to figure this out. But I mean, listen. That is a three. I mean, Riley is right. At Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore at home. That is a brutal.
Yeah, it could be better. It could be a little bit better.
Brutal stretch. God. But this is what I got.
You know what's a brutal stretch for us? 3 home games in a row. Is my liver gonna survive?
That's a lot of driving for me. But again, here. This is absolutely crazy, man. Baltimore, 0 road AFC North games. Since 2019, they have played 1 road AFC North game. The Bengals now, this will be their
prime time.
This will be the Bengals' 8th during that stretch. That is bull.
Wait,
that
is Steelers bull. Game, not a.
Yeah, I'm saying
pull that back up.
Yeah, no, the Steelers game is at home. I'm saying that road.
Is that?
Yes, it's a home game. I'm talking about something
is
completely
it prime
different.
Time. It is
yes.
Okay.
Thursday Night Football. Yep. But a road AFC North primetime game in the last since 2019, Baltimore's played one of those on the road, and the Bengals. This will be their 8th in that same stretch. That's bull. I mean, yes, yeah. The Bengals finally get an AFC North primetime game at home. Thursday night, don't love, but still, wow. Okay.
We're going to have to find a different away game to go to.
Yeah, because you're refusing to go. See, that's what did I tell you? That's back-to-back years that I've nailed our potential road trip to because I knew that it would.
Well,
I was the one that had to make something.
This?
Because it works great for me.
Well, you can go, I guess. Go with everybody else. I'll just stay here and finish up these tax returns, you know?
Well, I guess we're going to have to figure out what we're going to do for that. But okay.
Let me pull that back up. Let me see what good away games we got here.
Well, I'm going to see if I can't find even a better.
I will not step foot in Cleveland. Minnesota week 3 is intriguing for me.
I don't believe I can do a week 3 game.
Shit. Okay.
Actually, I think I could pull off a week 3 game.
Or Denver week 4. Denver week 4 is also intriguing. But also, that's a Monday night game. I don't know if I'd want to try that.
What, are you scared of a Monday night game?
No, but it's a time of year where I shouldn't really be taking off that much. I don't know if I really... I would do Buffalo. 425 Buffalo. Did I get that one right? Week 14?
No, you said Buffalo. Well, let's see here. You said the Bills game would be week 7, but you did get a 425 game right.
Okay.
You did get a 425 game. Let's see. I got to catch up on our comments here.
Do we just go to Miami on December 21st?
Buffalo and Baltimore in 4 days. Awful too. Oh no! You
four
don't.
Days.
Yeah, Riley, that's a week and a half. J.K. Wrong weeks. Okay, now I see this. Riley's smoking weed again. My goodness.
God,
3 years in a row, Baltimore at home. That's 4 years in a row. Baltimore's had a home primetime game against the Bengals. 4 years, right? Because wasn't it Sunday Night Football? Thursday night.
Yeah, it's the 4th year in a row.
That's.
Sam's so mad right now.
I mean, it is bull. Is
He's
it not?
So pissed.
Is it
what do you think about going to Miami, though? December 21st?
That
you'll
one.
Be done. You'll be done with football. I know basketball's going on, but so tell your boss, hey, I gotta go to Miami. Miami.
That would be one that I'd have to wait because there's something happening that I can't talk about, especially in a public scenario, that stretch that I potentially would have to work. Okay. Yeah, open with 3 of 4 on the road. That is rough, too. Okay, I think I've got a little bit better of a schedule here that we're going to try and find. But only one.
Blame the MLB scheduling office for the 3 out of 4 road games to start this.
But I mean, it could be 2 out of 4 though.
Oh yeah, it could be. Never mind, T. Brookie. Don't blame the MLB. Blame whoever the hell.
Okay, there we go. There's a little bit better of a schedule. I know it's a little blurry, but at least it's going to be better for us to see on the screen. So you're going at Cleveland, Jacksonville at home. Honestly, that's a pretty good 1-2 to open up the year because you're playing a Cleveland team that doesn't have any idea who their quarterback is. Okay, there you go. Make your prediction right now. Who's the Browns quarterback that day?
Flacco. I'm going to go Flacco. So. Probably Flacco.
So. Who's the Browns quarterback when they play January the 3rd or 4th?
Oh, Shadur. 100% it'll be
Shadur.
You think
it will? Not Gabriel?
Reports out of Browns camp is that Shadur has been he's been way better than Gabriel in rookie minicamp, apparently.
But you're getting Jacksonville week 2 at home. That is a rookie head coach in his second ever game.
Yeah.
Presumably, that is going to be his first ever road game, too. I'm going to look here and see Jacksonville. If this document is correct that I'm looking at, Jacksonville opens the year against Carolina at home. Well, that's a hell of a first game for them. And then you go to Minnesota.
Don't sleep on Carolina this year, by the way.
Oh, I'm not. But you're getting Carolina at home. That's at least a decent enough game for you to open up with. At Minnesota week 3, I like that game being early because you're going to be facing a rookie quarterback, you know, in all seriousness, and J.J. McCarthy. You know, he might not technically be a rookie, but he is. He is a rookie.
Now, I kind of want to go to the Minnesota game.
Might be one that we look into.
I think the Minnesota game's kind of calling us here.
I'd have to double check all my schedules and everything, but I definitely think it's something, in fact, that I could pull off. At Denver, week 4. That's a tough one, especially with it being Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Detroit at home, week 5. I love that, 425. Okay, here's the prediction right now. So you've got that one and then Pittsburgh in a 3-week stretch there. Detroit White Tiger, Pittsburgh Stripe.
Yeah, probably. Or Detroit Stripe, Pittsburgh. Here's my thing. Especially if we do the open in orange, you're not going to do 3 themed home games in a row.
Are you really going to put all your money into Arizona being a primetime game week 17?
Go back. That Baltimore game, in week 14
is a flex potential.
That's going to get flexed. I think that'll be the Stripe the Jungle game.
Okay, so let's see what the primetime games are that week. So right now you've got, it's not getting moved to Thursday night. I can tell you that right now because that's Dallas at Detroit. The Sunday night game that week is Houston at Kansas City, and the Monday night game is Philadelphia at the Chargers. I don't know that any of those are getting flexed.
Well, it still
out.
Might get flexed to a 425.
That is possible. That is possible.
Yeah, and it'll get at least flexed to a 425 game as long as the Bengals are competitive at that point during the season, which I freaking hope they are. That's
Detroit's all black and Bengals in the white tiger would go hard, Riley says.
That would be pretty good, honestly. I don't know what the... Would the Lions use an all-black alternate uniform on an away game, though?
I mean, the Bengals won white tiger on the road. I know that's a little different.
But that's a white jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know that they're changing some of the rules about alternate jerseys, potentially allowing you to wear them more.
I don't know why there's even a rule in place.
I don't either. Why does it matter? As long as both teams aren't wearing white, why do you care?
Why can't the NFL just hire us? Yeah. We have so much better ideas. Right.
than whatever the hell is in your bylaws here.
I am very disappointed in that Bengals video.
That sucked. There were a couple of funny things in there.
Yeah, who are they going to start or whatever?
We don't even know who's going to be playing. Yeah, we don't even know who's going to be playing QB.
That's pretty good, but I don't know. But for this schedule, let's just right now. You know what? Let's just rip through it.
Oh Jesus!
Oh yeah, we're doing win or loss here. We're going on the record right now, right off the bat. Okay, are you ready?
Fine.
At Cleveland. That scares me, but I'm going to say a win. I'm going to say a win, but that scares me.
I'm going to say a loss.
Oh, he's going to say it's going to continue. Jacksonville at home, that's a win. We're starting. This is
the
year.
We'll go with the win.
At Minnesota, loss.
Yeah.
At Denver, loss.
I'm going to go with the win for the Denver game.
Really? Detroit at home.
I'm going to go with the win. I am interested to see how this Lions team is going to figure it out without Ben Johnson calling plays.
It is. Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely way too early for predictions, but we're going to do it anyways.
Yeah, T-Brookie, I'm a hostage in this situation, T-Brookie.
I thought they were going to bring Joe in with a basketball part of the video. That would have been nice, Dana. That would have been nice for sure. At Green Bay. I think that's a loss. That's gonna be.
I'm gonna go with the win.
Really?
Win against Green Bay. They're due against Green Bay. It's been a while since they beat them.
So I have a 3-3. You have what? One loss? You have 5-1? Or no? You have 4-2. Okay. Pittsburgh home Thursday night football. Bengals are winning that.
Win that one.
Yep.
Win.
Jets at home. If they lose the Jets at home,
So we're 6-2 right now.
And 5-3.
To be fair, we did lose against Mike White in the Super Bowl season. So
that was in New York though, and Mike White is better than Justin Fields. Mike White's a goat, Mick. Can't forget that. Bears at home. I mean, Bengals by 7,000 in that game.
I'm taking the Bears.
7,000 points the Bengals win.
Ben Johnson's going to get that offense looking real good. I'm going with the Bears.
But they still have Caleb Williams. Okay. So we have the same record then. So we're both, 6-3?
Yeah.
6-3 at the bye. Honestly, 6-3 at the bye, I think Bengals fans would be more than fine with that. More than fine with a 6-3 at the bye. Okay. At City near West Virginia after the bye week.
I'm going L.
You know what? After the bye week, Bengals win. Bengals win. That team's not going to be anything. Bengals win. Home against the Patriots.
I'm switching to the Bengals are great in November. We're going to go with a win, actually. Okay. We go 7-2.
And Patriots home, they're going to be motivated for that game. They're going to be motivated for that game. So you have 3 losses. So you're 8-3. So we're both 8-3. Okay.
Yeah.
Baltimore on Thanksgiving night. Again,
that's the loss.
You know what? Third time's the charm on Thursday night. Third time's the charm. 9-3. At Buffalo, 9-4.
Win.
Ooh, okay. We're both 9-4.
Joe Burrow has the Bills number.
He does. Okay. He does. So I'm going to say that's a loss, though. Baltimore, and my assumption is that being a 425 game, that's a CBS lock-in. They're not giving that one up.
Yeah, we're going to get swept against Baltimore. We're going to go 9-5.
Baltimore at home. Oh, Bengals are sweeping the Ravens. I'm going to say it right here. At Miami, though, that's going to be a loss.
That's a win.
That's a loss, though.
All right.
Arizona. Arizona and Cleveland, they lose one of those two.
So, wait, we got a 11-6?
Something like that. 12-5. 12-5. Yeah, 12-5,
11-6. Is this assuming that Trey Hendrickson's on the team?
Yes, we'll say that.
Not on the team, I don't know what's going to end up happening. Oh, God, that would be bad. Oh, God, I hope Trey Hendrickson's on the team.
It's going to get messy. It's only going to get messier.
Very messy.
It's only going to get messier as this goes along. So that is the Bengals schedule. At Cleveland to open up, though. Is that worst case scenario? I mean, it's probably not worst case scenario.
It pisses me off. Like, you just did that 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that. And the time we did it 2 years ago, we got murdered.
Yeah, because Joe Burrow wasn't healthy.
And also that that pass rush. That was the first. That pass rush was insane. You had Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith. Mm-hmm. Now you got Mason Graham to deal with instead of Za'Darius Smith.
Well, the Browns have to deal with Dylan Fairchild.
Oh no!
Welcome to the NFL, Dylan Fairchild. Though.
Oh Jesus! Yeah, poor Dylan Fairchild. If he's starting, I don't know.
He was running with the ones in practice this week. Not that that means anything at all.
That's good. No, that's good. It's good news. Did he take Cordell's spot?
Yes, he was at left guard, and I think it was Cody Ford at right guard.
Cody Ford instead of Lucas Patrick at right guard. Correct. That is, I don't think that'll happen week one, but.
And then Jacksonville at home for a home opener. That's not a bad one. I think we both felt like we both picked what, Jets? I think we both felt it was kind of going to be one of those type teams, didn't we?
Yeah. Are they going to do the open in orange?
Yes.
Again.
So. I think so.
Well, so here's the thing. Last year they did two orange in their white tiger game. Oh no, they did two white tigers and one orange, I guess.
No.
Yes.
They only did one white tiger. They only did the white tiger for Eagles. They didn't do it for another team game.
They didn't wear it for the Baltimore Thursday night game?
No, no.
Oh, okay. Nope.
I think they wore the black pants that night against Baltimore. Or maybe they even wore in this. Riley says 13-4 and winning it all. I love it.
Okay. Sure.
I love it. Listen, hey, this time of year, that's all that we can really do, though, right? Is just believe a little bit. But I think that stretch at Baltimore, at Buffalo, Baltimore at home, that's a season-making stretch. A season-defining stretch, but again, Ravens Thursday night football for the third straight year. That's awful. That's awful. I mean, am I wrong?
It's not great.
He called the last run. He's feeling it in his bones. Are we sure that's not arthritis?
Which one? The last run where we still didn't make the playoffs?
Oh boy, Atlanta did a Mario Kart themed video. Okay, I'm kind of jealous of that.
Dude, I'll tell you what, Atlanta, I'm kind of working on my season preview of looking at all the teams right now, and Atlanta's going to be, I think they're going to be the surprise darling this year.
T. Brookie asks, over under, how many games does Aaron Rodgers play for the Steelers this year?
Is he on the team yet?
No, but
I mean, I think he'll still be on the team. 17, be on the team as long as he doesn't get hurt. I think he'll be there all season.
So you think you're going to say all 17 games?
Yeah.
Ooh, intriguing, intriguing for sure. Riley says he called the Super Bowl run. Chargers did a Minecraft theme video. It looks like.
Okay.
Dana says two. I'm looking through some of these.
Did anybody do a Breaking Bad themed video?
Oh, it looks like the Colts also did a Minecraft themed video. I don't see any Breaking Bad themed ones, though.
Boo.
I see a couple Minecraft ones and so on, but that's about it. That's about it. Old man not playing all the games, T. Brookie says. He says he'll play six games. Frank says, hey guys. Hey, Frank. Appreciate you listening. Charger social media team is the GOAT for real. Yeah, they always win this rally. They always do really good. But okay. That's the 2025 Bengals schedule. The preseason games, August the 23rd. You're hosting Indy at 1 o'clock. I don't know what day of the week August the 23rd is. I'm looking right now. That is a Saturday. So Saturday the 23rd, Bengals hosting the Colts. But you go to Washington on Monday Night Football, and then you go to the other one is Philadelphia.
Do you think the Philly crowd is somewhat tame for a preseason game, or do you think they're just going to be crazy for that as well?
On a Thursday night, first preseason game. But then again, you got to think that's their first home game since winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, T-Brookie. Appreciate that for sure. Aaron was once a great quarterback, needs to retire. We won't disagree, but I kind of hope he doesn't. I kind of hope he stays.
I kind of like watching Aaron Rodgers play football. I'm not going to lie.
Especially when he struggles. Makes things a little bit more entertaining, doesn't it?
I wouldn't say that, but yeah, no, that's...
I'm a sucker for punishment. Or a glutton for punishment, I guess. That's the Bengals schedule, though. Any other thoughts you wanna drop in, or should we just go ahead and wrap this up and start to...
No, I'm just pissed that the Packers game's on October 12th. Very upset.
I called it.
I'm extremely upset.
Yeah, I guess that. I gotta look through here and see who won our games at all.
You probably won this.
Okay, I'm looking through here. We'll just do this. Let's see. Okay, so you got one right here. You correctly got the Lions week 5. I correctly got the Packers in week 6. Let's see here. None of us got that. 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 I correctly got at the Ravens Thanksgiving week. I just said it was going to be a regular game and not freaking Thanksgiving. And then I got Browns left. So I got 3 right. You got 1 right.
Ooh. How many primetime games? Do we only get 2? Or we get 3?
Let's see. You've got primetime games are, I think it's 4, is it not?
Ravens.
At Denver.
Oh, I didn't even notice the Dolphins Miami. Game was primetime.
Yes, Dolphins is a Sunday night football. So you get...
Oh, we got to go to that.
You get 4 games. 3 of them are in primetime. That's and 3 of them are road primetime. That's coming the season after the Bengals played the most road primetime games in the history of the NFL. How is that?
Maybe Mike Brown needs to sell so the NFL finds a different owner to hate.
I'm gonna have to shut this off before I say something I'm gonna regret. Right. Next week, I think let's go all the way into the Trey Henderson situation. I'm sure more will come out. We'll look at both sides, kind of see what the path forward is, if there even is one. I know you laid out a couple of things, but I think that's the best way for us to do it is to do an entire show on this. Go to Miami, schedule a cruise after. Perfect. Cruise over Christmas? Sure.
Those are the most expensive cruises.
Yeah, I would imagine that probably does not work for the radio budget. Does not work for the guy that works in the old radio. But I don't know. Sunday Night Football at the Dolphins? It's interesting. Interesting for sure. All right. We'll see you next week. Remember to follow us on our social media channels. We're on your favorite podcasting platform as well. Give us a 5-star rating. Any parting thoughts?
No. Have a good rest of your week, guys. We'll see you next week talking about the Trey Hendrickson problem.
Yeah, I mean, T. Brookie's right. We could avoid the family drama by just spending a week in Miami. I'm sure we wouldn't get into any drama at all in Miami. None whatsoever.
Maybe we could find Ricky Rose over there. Or DJ Khaled. Who else?
Another one, right? Dexter Morgan at one point did.
Yeah.
You're not a Dexter fan? No?
It's been a long time.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I've watched it.
One of my favorites for sure. All righty, we'll see you next week because we're going to get off topic and start talking more about this. So until next week, have a great week and hoo day.
Hoo day. Thanks for watching.